Hello, happy innovators. How are you doing today? I hope that you are doing well. You know, we just got our first real snow for the season. Yesterday, actually. So winter is here. And I can't believe it, but it's almost Christmas. Again. So I hope that you're having a great holiday season. And I want to continue today with my discussion about this, quote, age of confusion that we live in. And before I do that, I want to mention really quick a guy who's been a very loyal listener to Pipe Choir Records and all the stuff that I make. And he engages and he comments, and he's been doing it for a long time now. And I think he's worthy of a shout out. And his name is Rick Harris. Rick Harris. And he has his own YouTube channel, okay? Now, what's interesting about this guy, other than the fact that he's a Pipe Choir Records fan, okay, is that he makes these cigar box guitars. And I just find that really interesting. It just amazes me the things that people are capable of doing, you know, and how creative people can be. And this guy, he ranks up there with, you know, the more interesting people I've become aware of over the past few years, you know. So I'll leave you the links to his channel down below, and I hope that when you get a chance, you'll check him out. He's, like I said, just a really interesting character. So there you go, Rick. Thanks for, you know, all of the comments, and thank you for listening to the music and enjoying it as much as you seem to be doing. Like I said before, I'm all about reciprocity here. So if you reach out to me, I'll reach out to you, you know? Anyway, so back to our discussion about the age of confusion. And I have a pretty good idea of what I want to talk about today, because I've thought about this quite a bit. And what I want to talk about today is YouTube and the role that YouTube has played in this age of confusion. Now, I remember a long time ago, okay, when I first became aware of YouTube, when YouTube first started, okay, and man, it was a while ago now, but my wife and I were watching something, I think on television or whatever, and they had mentioned there was this new thing called YouTube that was going to be starting up, and as soon as I saw it on the news, and as soon as I was like aware of what YouTube was and what, you know, what it was going to be, I said to my wife right there and then, she was probably sitting right next to me, you know, while we were watching it, I was like, you know, that is going to change everything. This YouTube thing, that's a really big deal. And she looked at me kind of like, you think? And I'm like, yeah, you mark my words. That is going to be a game changer on the planet. Okay. Well, of course, you fast forward, you know, how many years later? And of course, YouTube is absolutely huge. And you know, I don't really want to talk about its popularity or, you know, how many users YouTube has, because, you know, that's something that everybody knows about, and I'm sure that at some point most everyone has thought about. But what I want to talk about today is the role that that kind of creative freedom has played in the confusion that we're experiencing now. Now, when you think about YouTube, okay, and you break it down into what it really is, it's really a fascinating thing, okay? And time has proven that YouTube is probably one of the most important inventions in recent history, okay? And that's a no-brainer. But I would argue that it's probably one of the most significant inventions ever, okay? Maybe even more so than the internet itself, okay? Because the internet was a huge invention, okay? It definitely changed everything. Not just in communication, but just transmission of information. And, I can't even list the ways that the internet has changed the face of humanity, okay? To put it in simple terms. But I would argue that YouTube is actually almost more important, okay? And the reason that I think that is because when you really break it down, when you really think about YouTube and what it is, it's the ability for everyone to make their own television channel. Now, I'm sure you don't need me to explain to you, okay, that television was a big invention and it changed a lot of things. But I will, just for the sake of this discussion, talk about that just a little bit first, okay? So, television started out, you know, like most technologies, you know, it started out with a very small group of people that were adopting it as a new idea, okay? The happy innovators back in the, 1930s or 40s or something, right? And, you know, what happened was culturally, okay, television over time became central to our civilization, okay? And, you know, you can argue whether that's good or bad, okay? But we're not really here to do that today, okay? The pros and cons of television and global culture, okay? But I would probably guess that there are more pros than cons when you really think about it. But, you know, generation after generation since the advent of television, slowly it became a very significant part of our culture as a planet, okay? And you have generation after generation being kind of like, for lack of a better word, like entrained in television. You know, it became something that was in every home. And obviously, at this point, television is still a significant part of human existence as we speak right now, okay? But there's a big difference between television and YouTube, okay? Because, like I said before, YouTube really is providing the ability for every person to have their own television channel, okay? And to program into that channel whatever they want. And that's one of the biggest differences between traditional television and YouTube. But everything we saw on television back in the day was arbitrated by programmers. A group of people, or maybe sometimes even a single person, was deciding what kind of content was going to be put on the television. And they had programmers that would oversee that process, right? Now, the upside to that idea was they could be held liable for what they programmed, what they showed on the television. And if something wasn't factual or if something was inaccurate, you know, they could actually get in trouble for that, okay? There was a consequence for delivering false information, okay? So the programmers were providing us with a very narrow stream of programming. It wasn't very broad, and I'm sure there were attempts to make it as broad as possible, right? The topics that they showed on television and the stories they told or whatever, the images they showed. But that was like the upside to it, that you could rely on a certain level of quality. The downside was that there was a very narrow stream, a very narrow spectrum of what they could cover on television. Okay, now with YouTube, it's completely different. It's like a new frontier. And the upside to that is that the spectrum of information is almost infinite. Okay. It probably is infinite. I'm not 100% sure because, I mean, how could I be? I can't see everything. But I would guess that you could probably name a topic, regardless of what it is, and find some kind of content on YouTube. You know, you probably would even find a channel devoted to whatever you think about, whatever idea or topic you could come up with. There's probably someone somewhere who has a channel devoted to that topic. And, you know, a lot of the time they're actually done really well. The downside to that, though, is that there is no longer a standard that has to be met when you're creating content. And I'm not even talking about like censorship or anything like that, okay? I'm just talking about the level of quality, okay? That you could think of a topic, look it up on YouTube, find a channel, and every single thing you find on that channel could either be true and accurate, or it could be completely false and erroneous, okay? And that is ultimately the problem with something like YouTube. Now, I kind of feel like we're going through a phase, okay? As a planet, we have this new thing, which is the internet and access to all information. And I guess most importantly, we have this thing called YouTube, which has become the modern day standard delivery system for programming. And it's a good thing. I believe it's a good thing, ultimately. But like I said, the downside is that a lot of the time, what you get on YouTube is erroneous. Okay? And I think with YouTube, there's just so much content and so much information that it causes confusion. All right? And I'm not necessarily sure that that's an accident. A lot of the time, it seems like it's orchestrated, you know? You can research a political topic or something. And I'm not a political person, okay? I guess I should probably state that. I'm neutral. I don't have a bias one way or the other. I really try not to anyway. And, but I can say from my experiences, okay, and you could probably too, with an apparatus like YouTube, okay, you get like a whiff of something that's shaken down, you know, somewhere on the planet, like on social media, okay? You find there's a shooting in Las Vegas, okay? Well, you know, you go to YouTube and you start looking it up and you start researching shooting in Las Vegas, right? And you don't find like a clear and concise report of the event that is true and accurate, okay? Rather, what you get is this cacophony of voices, all talking about the same thing, but from different angles. And a lot of the time, they're false, they're erroneous, or they're just somebody copying somebody else's content onto their channel and claiming it as their own. You have conjecture, you have opinion, but what you don't get is the truth. You can't find it. I mean, basically, you have to sift through thousands, you know, of voices to get the basic facts of what has actually taken place. And you're lucky if you can do that, okay? And I'm not even sure that you can. I'm not even sure that it's possible to get only the true facts of a situation via YouTube. Now, you know, YouTube isn't the problem, okay? It's just the apparatus through which the problem is manifesting itself, okay? And maybe it's a sign of the times. Maybe it's something that will pass. It'll come and go. I mean, one thing that I have kind of noticed since the advent of YouTube is that it seems to kind of go like in waves. There's phases, right? So back in the day, the advent of YouTube, okay, there was this initial wave of content creators, and their popularity would have like a rise and a fall, and then the next wave would come, and they would have a rise and a fall, and then another wave would come. And I think that now we're probably maybe like on our fifth wave, fifth generation of YouTube creators. And I would imagine that that process of rising and falling will continue. Okay, I don't know for sure. I'm not an expert at this. But I have been paying attention to YouTube, and not just what's on YouTube, but its growth and like what it means. Okay, what it really means to us as a civilization. And so my hope is that over time, what will happen is we'll eventually get through this this era of confusion, okay, where eventually somehow YouTube will kind of like right itself, and hopefully over time it will evolve into something that has maybe a little more structure and maybe become a reliable source for accurate information. I don't know for sure. One can only hope, okay? But I would imagine that it's possible that that will happen over time. But the time that we're living in now is really confusing, okay? And it's kind of bothersome to me sometimes because, you know, a lot of the time I just want to get the story, you know? I just want the information. I don't want someone's opinion or conjecture, or I don't want their predictions, you know? And, you know, sometimes even their prophecies, you know? I don't want it, you know? I want just the straight information. I want to know what happened. And I'll tell you what, one thing I really cannot stand is when some of these creators adopt this, you know, attitude like they're a prophet and they're going to tell you their prophecies of the future. You know, it's so stupid, but it's also abundant, you know, and it drives me nuts, you know, because you have these people who make these predictions because they're sensational and it draws attention to them, but they're always wrong. Like, They're never right about anything that they predict. And nobody ever calls them on it, you know? Like back in 2012, you know, there were all these people that were making prophecies about December 12th, 2012, you know? And they were all wrong. Like every one of them, they were wrong. Nothing happened. You know, nothing changed. It was the same. It was another day. It was just another day. But that didn't change the fact that there was this, you know, whole host of people that were weighing in on it and, you know, prophesying about the events of December 12th, 2012, and every single one of them was wrong. Nothing happened. And it didn't stop there. I don't know what it is that inspires one to, you know, want to seem like a prophet, okay? I don't understand that. I mean, it's probably based on what? Like some kind of, you know, ego thing or something. Like, they want to feel like they know more than you do. You know, they're going to tell you something you don't know. They're going to give you information that they're privy to and no one else is. And when you think about it, that's actually pretty hilarious, okay? And it's also kind of ignorant, too, you know? And I guess, maybe, okay, the downside to something like YouTube is that there's no filter for that, okay? So you get everything and you get everyone. You don't just get the facts of the situation you're trying to get to the bottom of, you know? And is it a big deal? Not really, no, because, you know, there are ways to get the information, but it is problematic in the sense that you get this tsunami of information. And I don't know for sure, but I would guess that it's probably somewhere to like 90% of that information is completely erroneous, made up, inaccurate, you know, or just outright lies, okay? And it seems like on any given topic, there's people on one side of the issue and there's people on the other. And they're all doing the same thing, but they're all just coming at it from a different angle. And it's confusing. You know, it causes confusion. And I don't know, but I feel like that's not an accident sometimes. It seems like it's something that's intentional. Maybe to dilute the facts and the seriousness of any particular event, okay? So that rather than getting an abundance of true and accurate information, what you get is just absolute and total confusion about any given topic. And I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sure you've seen it for yourself, and you've maybe even been as frustrated as I've been at times. You know, I know it probably seems like I'm just reiterating the obvious, right? You don't need me to explain this to you. But I think if we're going to talk about the age of confusion, man, this is like a major thing, you know? This is a pretty serious thing. I'm not even sure that we understand exactly how serious it is. This idea of, you know, almost never being able to get just the truth of what has happened or what is happening. You have to navigate through this jungle of like voices, and then maybe if you're lucky, you get an idea of what has actually taken place with any given event. So the net result is confusion. It's, dare I say, in a way, it's not like the good old days with television where there was a standard and there was a definitive structure and a reliable source for accurate information. And unfortunately, that's gone the way of the dodo bird. Okay? But the upside, of course, to YouTube is the freedom. And, you know, another thing I find kind of ironic is that you have this group of people that refer to themselves as, quote, truthers, you know, the truth movement. But I guess it's kind of funny to me that the people who claim to be truthers, telling you the truth, are actually liars. For the most part, they're liars. Either they have no idea what they're talking about, or they are outright lying. Okay? And I guess it's a telltale sign when someone's referring to themselves as a truther that they're probably lying. If they have to tell you that they're all about the truth, then they're probably not. And this is the world we live in, you know? Now, I know, I'm not saying that all truthers are liars, okay? But, I mean, come on. Come on. One doesn't have to dig very deep into that world to understand, yeah, there's a lot of scoundrels, you know? Oh my gosh, you know, what a thought, what a thought, you know, and hopefully in time, you know, we'll find some way to overcome that even, and you will no longer have to sift through hours of videos to get to the bottom of any given situation, you know, or topic. Who knows? You know, maybe it'll become the kind of situation where, you know, over time, the cream will rise to the top. And somehow there will be some way to negate, you know, well done quality content from, you know, maybe not so good and not so reliable content. I hope. I'm probably wrong. But between the truthers and the self-anointed prophets that are prophesying the future because they had a dream. You know, they dreamt about something. And they're completely wrong. they're not accurate. And, you know, their dream was, you know, just a dream that they had. It didn't have any meaning. They're not anointed by God to be prophesying the future. Yeah, they're just normal people, you know? They're not prophets. They're just somebody who had a dream and made a video. You know? And, you know, if they even really had that dream at all, you know? Another one, you know, of the millions of prophecy videos that there are. I could probably devote an entire singularity to just that. Maybe I should, you know. But for now, I'm going to leave it there and pick it up next week. This is Mike Bostwick from Pipe Choir Records signing off. And remember, folks, if you want to keep what you've got to give it away. Take it easy.